Hi, everyone. This is Ms. Spearman. I'm going to read to you a chapter today for First Chapter Friday from the Heartwood Hotel series. This is from the first book. It's called A True Home. It's by Callie George. Chapter 1. Mona the Mouse. Home is where the heart is, or so she'd heard. But Mona the Mouse had never had a home, at least not for long. A dusty hay bale, an abandoned bird's nest, a prickly thicket. In her short life, she had lived in more places than she had whiskers. And now her latest home, an old hollow stump, was being flooded out by the storm. When she'd found the stump in the summer, with a mushroom table already in place and the stream nearby, it had seemed too good to be true. Why had no other animal claimed it for its home? Now Mona knew. She watched, perched on a root in the corner, shivering and scared as the water rushed in, swirling around her bed made of moss, lapping at her table, threatening to wash away her suitcase. The suitcase was all she had left of her family. It was made from a small walnut shell and had a tiny heart carved on the front. Mona reached for it now. Time to move again, she thought with a heavy sigh, as, holding the handle tightly, she waded out of the stump and into the storm. Rain beat down on the trees of Fernwood Forest, which were just beginning to turn the colors of fall. Instantly, Mona was soaked from nose to tail. Her paws sank into the wet ground with every step. Which way should I go? She wondered. To the right was a farm, but it was very far, and it had a cat. She knew because she had once tried to live there. So it was either to the left or straight ahead. She was about to go straight when crack! Lightning flashed, and Mona jumped. To the left it was, then. She headed deeper into the forest, hopping from twig to leaf, trying to stay out of the mud. If only there were a rock to burrow under, or a clump of mushrooms, or a hollow tree. But there wasn't. There wasn't even a sign of another animal. Everyone else must be hidden away in their homes, Mona thought, safe from the storm. Soon rain was collecting in her ears. She shook the droplets of water out of them, but it only helped her hear the frightful storm more clearly. The wind whistled, whipped, and whirled, and brought with it the sound of howls. Wolves! Mona squeaked, quickening her pace. The wolves howled again. They sounded far away, but wolves were wolves, and any small animal was scared of them. They were hunters and not to be trusted. Nothing was worse than wolves. The rain fell harder still. Is this how she would go, like her parents, swept away by a storm? If only she had a paw to clutch, or someone to tell her everything would be all right. But she was alone. And then, at last, Mona spied something, an enormous tree, rising so high she couldn't see the top of it, and it was hollow. She hurried toward the opening. But right away she knew this wasn't a home for a mouse. This was a bear's den. No bear was in it now, and likely one hadn't been for a long time. Still, the faint smell of fur, fish, and berries hung in the air, and she knew she would never be able to sleep soundly there. What if a bear did come back? Although she wasn't as scared of bears as wolves, she had lived near a bear for a while, and it had been more interested in eating berries than in eating her. She didn't relish the idea of being trapped in a den with one. So reluctantly, Mona scurried out, back into the storm. A stream, swollen by the rain, blocked her way. She looked for a place to cross. A stick had fallen over it. Mona was good at balancing, all mice were, and she was almost across when she looked up and saw, in the dark bushes ahead, eyes. The glowing eyes of wolves, she was certain. Not just one pair, or two or three, but so many that Mona couldn't even count them. Her heart leapt into her throat while her paws slipped from the stick, and splash! She fell into the water. Whoosh! Just like that, instead of wolves, she was swallowed by the stream, which gulped and gushed and carried her away. Water filled her mouth, and she coughed and sputtered. Clinging desperately to her bobbing suitcase, she was swept along by the current down a hill, past bushes and ferns and rocks and roots, deep into the forest. Farther and farther the stream carried her. She scrambled up onto her suitcase and watched as the trees grew mossier and more twisted. This must be the heart of the forest, she thought, somewhere she had never been. At last, the stream slowed into a pool made from some large roots. One root reached forth like a helpful paw, and Mona grasped it and clambered out of the water. She gasped. There, in front of her, rose another enormous tree. This one, however, was more than enormous. It was majestic. Giant branches fanned out around the top like a crown. Golden leaves blocked the rain and wind. In between roots, moss grew so neatly it looked as though someone had tucked it in and trimmed it to fit. Maybe someone had, for in the trunk, just above her, was a carving. It was a heart, like the heart on her suitcase, but in the center of this heart were the initials, H.H. Mona couldn't resist. Slowly, she reached up on tiptoe to touch the carving. Click! The heart pressed inward, and a door in the trunk swung open. That's the end of chapter one. So if you want to hear what happens next in the story, you'll have to check out the book and read it. Hope you enjoyed it.